a back by the heat underneath the pipes, where the children breed their mice. It's irrelevant, you can't even cry, 'cause the heat has made you dry. Falling women in a pattern close to God, changing images, purple, red, green, black. Stages set for symphony dust crowns, painting Cupid dolls and behind its back. Sitting in a laboratory thinking of clouds, sitting in a telephone thinking out loud. Little changes in the schedule of life, when the lenders peddle their wares. Unbelievable, you can't even die, unless the doctors tell you why. Walking children now set free, hot mice crawling to the pipes. Cupid all raises its baton, all the farmers just want to white. Sitting in a laboratory thinking of clouds, sitting in the telephone thinking out loud. Symphony dust grounds sawing at my feet. Children, silly children, we eventually till you be.
You're listening to Revolution Rock, Revolution Synth, here on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam and Adam. Adam Pelche, Adam D'Andrea. We got two Adams. We came up with nicknames, but we're not going with the nicknames.
I forget them already. Okay. They just became too confusing.
I wasn't really paying attention when you were talking.
Oh. Anyways, thanks for that, everyone. We just came back from a set there featuring some selections that you picked. Adam Pelche.
Yeah, from the chilly streets of Burlington, Ontario, we heard an equally chilly song from Ceramic Hello. The song was Symphony of Shutters, and that was taken from an album titled The Absence of a Canary that was released back in 1981. Prior to that, Toronto's own Nash the Slash, the late great synth pioneer coming from Ontario, really breaking a lot of ground for synth driven music. We heard something from Dreams and Nightmares, an early release of theirs, with the song The Chase that was released back in 1979, and then really the pioneers of it all. Like, when you look at this, mind the pun, synthesis of synthesizers and pop music, you really have to look at Kraftwerk as one of the burgeoning acts that originated it. And here we are, Kraftwerk, wonderful Kraftwerk. These boys from Dusseldorf really changed the game here. From 1978's The Man Machine, we heard The Model. And Dave, coming up next, we're going to hear some selections of yours. A quick question.
You probably shouldn't ask this, but go ahead.
You know what? I am breaking down. You just...
What's your question? This is
I was going to say, do you carry your pigeons in your synthesizer? That was not appropriate.
Do you carry your pigeons in joy synthesizers?
Yes.
Though? Adam, what do you think?
I'd have to ask one.
Well, I'm going to guess that maybe. Yeah.
This is a very obscure reference. I apologize to everyone who is listening and probably turned the station to something else at this point.
Speaking of obscure, we're going to hear a selection of obscure Canadian punk / new wave bands, starting off with kind of a arty band, art rock band.
That's full of art. Wow.
There's a lot of art in this sentence. But this is like an art rock band that only ever put out this EP. Mm. Their name was, I believe it's pronounced You Jerks, but... the E is spelled with a 3 and the S is spelled with a 5, which I think is actually the proper way of spelling You Jerks. But
it was when I was 13.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so this release came out in 1980. It was self-titled, and we're going to hear a song to start off this set called Eisenhower and the Hippies. Then we're going to hear a pair of tracks from this really, really great compilation of Vancouver punk bands from 1979. And a lot of bands actually for this release made up a band and just recorded a one-off song. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk a little bit about that more later. Let's get to it. We got lots of music in store here. You're listening to Revolution Synth, I should say, here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. If you do want to call, the numbers in Windsor are 519-971-3630. Or in Detroit, in out of town, it's toll-free at 1-855-344-2526. Let's get to the music here. This is Eisenhower and the Hippies.
Go, go, go. difference in you.
This has been Revolution Synth here on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm one of the Adams here. Adam, again, thank you so much for joining us on this episode and really just kind of being the catalyst for it. It's been fun playing great synth rock all night long. And just again, a very sincere thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I don't know about anybody else, but I enjoy myself tonight. I don't know about you guys.
Actually, no, it was great.
Yeah, and thanks for inviting me. And it was a nice way to get out of the house for a Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually, you know, getting ready for bed right now. I'll be about 30 minutes behind schedule tonight, but that's okay. It was worth it.
Well, we don't want to keep you up too late, so maybe we're going to be ending this show soon anyway. So just calling back those last two songs, both from the Vancouver compilation that Dave pulled up. Those were recordings from 1979.
Yeah, and... Again, I was saying there was a lot of bands from the punk scene at the time, but also a lot of bands that were kind of made up or did like only one-off things for this release. And this was one of them, Tim Ray and AV. I don't know too much about Tim Ray. I know he's a Vancouver musician in the punk scene at the time. We heard a track called Quarter to Eight from this release. And then we heard Active Dog before that with a song called Nothing Holding You. Active Dog was actually... kind of similar to a band like the London SS in the UK punk scene. And what happened was they were this band that started out at the beginning, and all the members kind of went on to different bands. Most notably, two of the members went to Pointed Sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few other members went on to different punk-related bands. And just a really great track there. They only ever put out one single during their time as a band. And then we started off with the band U-Jerks, Eisenhower and the Hippies from their self-titled EP in 1980.
Now, again, I just want to state a huge apology to any carrier pigeon practitioners out there. It was a joke based upon a very inside joke that happened a few years ago. But I have been assured...
No one knows what you're talking about.
Carrier pigeons cannot carry synthesizers because they're too heavy. We found that out looking on the internet.
Unless they get a mini Moog.
Well, that's for the next time Adam's on for us to discover. But in the interim, we're going to be ending this synth rock spectacle with one of the originators of the whole genre, Suicide. We usually play something from their debut record, but we're going to be playing something from their sophomore release from 1980, simply titled Suicide, Alan Vega and Martin Rev with Diamonds, Fur Coats, and Champagne. And that's how we're ending off Revolution Synth. Adam, again, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll have you back sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. And on that note, I'm going to go find that sandwich that I left here 7 years ago.
Godspeed.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you.